Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
This is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you, here to solve all your water problems, right? 803-0930. Lots of flooding, lots of issues with basements, and poor drainage, water collecting around your house. And the effects of the thaw, of course, the issues with snow and ice dams. The Mother Nature's taking care of the ice dams for us. But let's talk about that and what causes them. And let's get into your questions about your sump pump, its reliability, the kind of sump pump you have. Is it the right sump pump for you? How to calculate the right size sump pump? Yep, we're going to get into that too today. So life expectancy of your sump pump. Most pumps will last you about 10 years. The lifespan is affected by the acidity and cleanliness of your water entering the sump. The formula for calculating the flow. Now, you have to listen to this because it's a little complicated. There's a chart that you'll find when you buy a sump pump, and there's two things that are going to be factors. One is the head, which is the vertical distance the water must travel, and then there's the flow, which is the volume of water that the pump can displace in gallons per minute. Now, these figures are inversely proportional for any given pump. The flow reduces as the head increases, okay? Now, here's how you figure out the flow rate. Wait for a rainy day and run your pump until the water drops below the shutoff level, okay? So run the pump until the water drops below the shutoff level. Then disconnect the pump and now measure the distance the water rises in 1 minute. So you need to have it actually be raining when you do this. Let me say that again. Unplug the pump and then measure the distance the water rises in 1 minute. For an 18-inch sump, 1 inch of water equals 1 gallon. 24-inch sump, 1 inch of water equals 2 gallons. Now, once you've calculated the flow rate, you multiply it by 1.5 to allow for a margin of error for larger storms. Okay, now we need to measure the vertical distance from the bottom of your basement to the outlet that it turns and goes out of the house. The outlet is usually at ground level or near it. Then the reference chart on your sump pump, you can see the flow rate if it's sufficient for the head distance. The general recommendation is a third horse for an average house, but you know, you can go to a half horse. Take into account elbow joints, narrow pipes, check valves. These all reduce the flow rate. So keep that in mind if there's a lot of turns. So should you buy a pump bigger than you need? Yes, but not by a large margin, okay? So if your sump pump failed you, maybe it's time for a new one. And we can talk about also how a sump pump works, which is kind of paramount to its proper operation. The water in the sump crock is from drain tile that connect to it. So groundwater will seep down and then find its way into the sump crock. and then be pumped out by the sump pump. Now, there's two types of pumps, the uprights, which are the pedestal style, and the submersibles. Generally, submersibles are going to give you better operation, quieter operation, longer lifespan, more capacity. So I generally always recommend a submersible pump. Then, of course, the big question is, what about backup? Well, you know how I feel about this. Water power backup are the answer. Now, they do use water, number one, so that's a negative. Number two, they work at a lower capacity than a primary pump, but as a second level of service, they work quite well. And the best part about them is there's nothing you need to do to have them be ready because they're always on the ready. And they turn on if your primary pump float doesn't click and turn the primary pump on. It would be a second level where it would turn on and then activate the water pipe. You know the water-powered backup pump is running, by the way, because it sounds like your house got hit by a car when it shuts off. That's how much of an impact that water hammer is. Very reliable and dependable, and I would recommend water siphon pumps over battery. So we can talk about sump pumps. We can talk about any other water issues you've had. We can also rewind the tape and talk about the reason you have ice on your roof. Now, of course, it's gone, but the reason it formed and why you had icicles and why you have heat loss as the end result of the ice formation. So give us a call. Anything around the house. Open lines today, 803-0930. That's our local call-in number in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating. Same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. And you can always stop in to 9074 Main Street in Clarence, our headquarters, and check out everything we do at Cortez Construction, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all on display at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, or you can check us out online at cortez.net. By the way, February's cooking class is coming up, and there's only a couple spots left for February. Let's see, the date would be February what? Next Monday, a week from Monday. So that would be February, help me out here, Jerry. What's February 5th, okay? That's a week from Monday. That's the next cooking class, and we are making lasagna and ravioli and other handmade pastas, handmade ricotta for filling, too. That's February's class. We're making lasagna and ravioli. And in March, we're traveling to Sicily with Sicilian Eastern traditions, St. Joseph's table, cassata cake, and Sicilian dessert wines. So February's class and March class, a couple of open spots in both of those. Go to cortez.net and the drop-down menu. Come home to Cortez Cooking School and click on that and choose your class, and you can purchase everything right online there. So we'd love to have you be part of it. Bring a friend along and have some fun on a Monday in the middle of winter, huh? Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. Westwood One brings you all the action from the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live on the free Odyssey app. First, it's Kansas City and Baltimore.
Spinning touchdown catch at the goal line, Kelsey. He could not have been more wide open.
Then it's San Francisco and Detroit.
Hands off McCaffrey. McCaffrey up the right side. Into the end zone. Touchdown 49ers.
Listen to every game live from Westwood One. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. AUDACY.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? Your award-winning airport has been upgraded with new spaces for arriving passengers and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the things you already loved: low-cost carriers in many nonstop destinations, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Cancun. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit buffaloairport.com today.
The one you wait for. The Western New York RV Show returns to the Hamburg Fairgrounds Event Center January 19th through the 28th with the biggest and best RV shopping experience of the year. Whether you're a weekend camper or an RV expert, everyone knows this is the best opportunity to land your deal of the year. Featuring the area's most trusted family-owned dealers with free admission and parking. The Western New York RV Show. The wait is over. Visit WNYRVshow.com for more.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or as we're talking about, some pumps, then they quit, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Well, what do? You call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Plumbing Help Now, plumbinghelpnow.net.
For over 100 years and four generations, Reed's Gems has focused on providing exceptional quality diamonds at equally exceptional prices. Our quest for excellence has been driven by our belief that it's our mission to do more for our clients than they even expect. It starts by hand-selecting each of our diamonds from one of the globe's diamond cutting centers. Even the smallest diamonds in our settings are chosen by our team from hundreds to maintain our consistent quality standards. Once a diamond finds its way into Buffalo and into our showroom, it has its time to shine. Once it's selected, one of our diamond professionals will help you envision your engagement setting. Most of our engagement rings are designed and crafted right in our own factory to fit your diamond and fiancé's finger perfectly. And this January, treat yourself to an additional courtesy on every setting with the purchase of a diamond. Reed's Gens, where Western New York gets engaged.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Are you ready to experience total comfort for your home? Well, look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners, ensuring your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We're thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installation of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for hot tubs. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort. It's about making your home the best place it can be. Warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution. Online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
World is flooding down in Texas. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
10:20 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone and give us a call, whatever it is, around the house. Talking water, though, if you have had any issues with the result of the thaw, whether it be from the ice dams, the damage that may have caused you, the issues with your gutters as a result of any ice formation that caused gutter damage, and subsequent damage to your house. And, of course, the bigger issue as a follow-up to that is, where did this water go? Hopefully it didn't end up in your basement. And if so, how can we prevent this from being an ongoing and reoccurring occurrence? And lastly, what about the water around your house? Is it draining away? Is it puddling? Is it pooling? Do you have poor drainage issues that we should talk about too? Now's the time, folks, to do this assessment. Now that we've had this calamity of a massive snowfall and the results that have ensued from that, it's the time now to assess what we need to do to fix the matter and solve the problem so that you can live comfortably and not have to worry about the threat of this being a constant and ongoing issue for you every time we have a major snowfall. So be mindful that now is the time to do that. Take inventory of everything around your house that's related to the snow. And, you know, we could just talk on and on about the consequences of all of this snowfall. You know, we didn't thankfully have enough to be a structural issue like we have had in the past, but we had enough snow for it to be a major ice issue. And we did see major ice formations as a result of this 30-inch or so snowfall. Hazards of ice are really, you know, quite extreme. Not only is the actual hazard of ice falling and a hazard, but then, of course, the damage that an ice dam could cause. The whole idea of what an ice dam is completely connected to your level or lack thereof of insulation in your attic. And so at the lower edge of your house, where the ice forms, typically we see that's the number one place for heat to be lost. And when heat is lost into our attics, we have then that snow melting and forming into an ice. And what the term ice dam refers to is the actual water that backs up behind that block of ice. That ice is acting as a dam, and the snow is continuing to melt as it comes down the roof, and it collects there behind the ice formation, hence calling it a dam for that reason. And that water is really what can do the most damage inside your house, because the water can infiltrate through the shingles or around the shingles, through the roof sheathing, into the attic, through the insulation, and wetting the insulation, and of course then leaking into the house. So it's just a cause and effect, and it all relates to the level of insulation that you have in your attic. And it's, again, the time to assess that. If you had a lot of ice, then don't ignore it. Assess the insulation level and find the way, the right way, to add added insulation. But when we add insulation, we always say you need to make sure you add ventilation. The two go hand in hand, insulation and ventilation. Now, gutters were another consequence of this ice, because the ice collected not only at the edge of the roof, but also then into the gutters. And the weight of that could be quite extreme. And hopefully your gutters survived it. But we did see and had a lot of people calling to complain that they lost their gutters with all that ice formation. Why does a gutter fall? Well, think about it. It's mounted to a fascia. The fascia is what is at the end of the rafters. It's not exactly designed to take a lot of weight. And, you know, we think of Chevy Chase and Christmas, National Lampoon Christmas movie, where he was installing the light strands and the ladder slipped and he grabbed the gutter and the gutter came down. Well, that's not unusual or impossible for being a reoccurrence in similar situations, but also then when you add in the weight of ice, It could be quite a consequence. And yeah, if you lost your gutter, it tells me that maybe the mounting of the gutter wasn't proper. The fascia wasn't strong enough. Maybe there's some rotted wood. So again, time for an assessment, time to deal with all the issues that relate to the consequences of all the snowfall. A texter is writing, Dominic, what causes a large bang noise at the end of a sump pump running? Well, if you were on the phone line, I would have asked you, is it the primary pump or a secondary pump? The backup pump will have a hard water hammer sound because of the shutoff of the water when it turns off. If it's the primary pump, then it may be that the valve, the shutoff valve, is sticking, and it may need a little care as far as lubrication or to ensure that movement is sound. And I would check that out to make sure that it is moving fluidly. But if it's a secondary pump, then that's totally expected from the water hammer, from a water siphon pump. To the phones we go. Don and Amherst, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic. How are you doing today?
Good, Don. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a question about a water backup sump pump. I have one. I've had it for, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years. We had it installed when we had our basement waterproofed.
Okay.
And, you know, it worked the way it was supposed to at that time. Fortunately, I never have a problem where I've lost power and needed to use that.
Okay.
But I did check it a couple times, and, you know, it seemed to be working. Now, this past summer, I think it was, I decided to check it. And when I checked to make sure it was working the way it's supposed to, it didn't drain the water out of the pit. It seemed to be pumping the water back into the pit, not emptying the pit.
What do you mean by back into the pit?
Well, it was coming back through the drain pipe and, like, through the backup pump and then refilling the pit, basically.
So maybe it doesn't have a check valve.
Well, you know what? I checked with the company. You know, it's a well-known water backup pump,
mm-hmm.
Made kind of locally, mm-hmm. without mentioning the name of the company.
Yep, I know the brand.
You know who I'm mm-hmm. talking about.
Yep.
And, you know, I talked to them by email, and they said, well, you know, maybe the way it was installed and maybe the check valve and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I didn't really get very far with them. The thing is certainly well out of the warranty since it's about probably 10 or 12 years old,
yeah.
or maybe even more.
Yeah.
And I just kind of let it die at that point.
So is all of the water that it's pumping cycling back down the exit line?
It seems to be.
Yeah.
So you know, they asked me, they said, do you have two drain lines, one for the main pump and one for, and I said, yeah, yeah. And again, this was installed by a well-known local waterproofing company, so I assume that they put it in right. It did work the way it was supposed to when I would check it originally, but now when I check it, like I said, it's not emptying the pit. The water seems to be flowing back.
My gut, Don, is telling me that the check valve is either non-existent or it's stuck.
I would think more it's stuck since it did work.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
There you go. So that discharge line needs to be taken apart. That check valve needs to be checked, and that'll get you to the source of that problem.
Okay. All right. So you think, I mean, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of moving parts in this thing.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Pretty,
it's a siphon.
Pretty basic the way it works.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. It's just nothing more than a siphon.
Okay.
So
now, I'm not sure that there's a check valve on the line that goes from the water backup pump, which doesn't seem... I know, I guess they're supposed to be, but
yes.
I was looking at the direct, one of those guys who keeps everything. I still have the directions for installation from mm-hmm. the pump. And I seem to remember reading in there that it said you don't need to use a check valve with that.
Well, think about it.
Pump.
Think about it. Look at what's happening in your
yeah,
case.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So
I know,
it's common sense that we need to stop that water from backing down into the sump.
We either check the valve. If there is one, which I don't think there is. I know there's one on the main pump. And if there's not, maybe I need to put a check valve.
It's a
in
direct
there.
Relationship, too, to the line that it's connected to discharge the water. Actually, right. Why don't you hold on, because we're beyond the bottom of the hour here, and it's time for the top of the news. But we'll be back with a talk with you more, Don, right after the news. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Hochul marked an important milestone for the Bill Stadium project. Hochul and others signed the first steel beam Friday.
You have put your heart and soul into this project. You showed up day after day. Blizzards and storms and heavy rains didn't stop you. You knew you had to get the job done. You showed up every single day in the toughest of times, and I'm so grateful that you've done that.
Congressman Brian Higgins, among others, rallying outside the Buffalo Mail Processing Center to keep the USPS from removing the mail processing plant from Buffalo and moving it to Rochester. Higgins says if the center leaves Buffalo, mail to be sent across town here would be driven to Rochester and back to Buffalo, which he says is inefficient. Cleanup continues after flooding Friday in the town of Tonawanda.
It was fairly widespread, but again, River Road close to the river. Elka Creek, northern section of town close to Elka Creek. Those were the areas that were most heavily impacted.
Supervisor Joe Eminger describes flooding in his town as moderate. UB Dental School students are hosting a fundraiser for Gigi's Playhouse tonight. They invited their fellow students, faculty, and staff members to walk the runway and showcase their personalities and unique cultures with different fashion lines and talent acts. They've also invited friends from Gigi's Playhouse and Touching Bases Softball League to join in. It takes place at the Buffalo Marriott at Lecom Harbor tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, keeping you and your family healthy during the flu season requires some extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs. You know, like tiny little spaceships bleeping around your house. Did you know that a recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air when you cough or sneeze? And guess what? When someone sneezes, the airborne particles mean that someone else is breathing them in. Now, my friends at Indoor Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. They're the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market. And yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by reducing the spread of flu, virus, and they can also relieve your allergies, your asthma, causing you to sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve your airflow. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. Wow, you did a great job of summing it up. You know, at the end of the day, as we've said for 31 years, it's out of sight, out of mind. So many people ignore it. And, you know, we just accept the cold and flu season when we go indoors and we don't eat as well during the holidays and we, you know, overindulge in every way. But as you said here, when you can lower the particulate, and we can do that through both a thorough duct cleaning, and I can't emphasize that enough. We can get 95 to 99% of all the contamination out, which gets people off medication, you know, inhalers, asthma inhalers, allergy shots, all that stuff. Whereas the typical normal duct cleaning, and it's just the bad equipment out there, only cleans 40 to 50% out, and you blow out more stuff when you turn your furnace on. So you got to get it done right.
Mm-hmm. 716-683-3000, extension 303, duct cleaning, medical-grade air purifiers, and the awesome April Air high-capacity dehumidifier. Only a phone call away. Dehumidifiers are important right now with all the moisture in your basement. Peter, what's the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for the last Saturday in January?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So we'll go backwards. Your topic with water in the basement. Well, the April Air is $300 off, okay? The duct cleaning, which I talked about, is $150 off, okay? And if you're a repeat customer, there's 58,000 perhaps in the sound of my voice right now and your voice. There could be better deals because we did some postcard mailings, okay? And finally, the Healthway medical grade air purifiers covers 1,200 square feet, and it's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. That is $350 off. And lastly, the Whole House Super V Healthway, same technology, 40 times more efficient than HEPA, and that is $500 off.
Wow, what remarkable discounts. And listen to this, folks. Only you can get these discounts. That's right. They're just for you listening to Hammer Time Radio right now. Here's the number to call to speak right to Peter. 716-683-3000, extension 303. That's right to Peter's desk. Call right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-674-2189 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-674-2189. That's 800-674-2189. What do you have to lose? Call 800-674-2189. Again, 800-674-2189.
The third annual Batavia Downs Barbecue and Bourbon Dinner is happening on Friday and Saturday, February 2nd and 3rd. Choose which day you'd like to attend, and for $109, you'll receive $50 in free play, a hand-dipped Maker's Mark glass and bag, bourbon sampling from Maker's Mark and Knob Creek, and a barbecue dinner. There will also be drawings for a Blackstone griddle worth over $400. Get tickets today at BataviaConcerts.com.
Batavia Downs is more, lots more.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it. Business owners, you have a lot on your mind. Leave your building security to the experts. Call Great Lakes Building Systems at 892 Lake for a comprehensive fire and security assessment.
I'm John Woyden, president of Great Lakes Building Systems, where our business is protecting your business. We install and service complex fire, security, and video monitoring systems. If it keeps you safe, it's Great Lakes.
Call Great Lakes Building Systems at 892 Lake or go to glbs-inc.com.
We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Protecting your business is our business.
Be sure of your garage door and your garage door company. Hi, this is Jen Kuhn. Be sure that the one and only real Hamburg overhead door keeps your garage door and opener up to date and in perfect working order, or installs a beautiful new one. To make certain you get Western New York's largest and most experienced overhead door company, call Hamburg Overhead Door directly at 649-3600 or type in exactly hamburgdoor.com and welcome the real Hamburg Door red truck to over-deliver for you.
For total comfort in your home, look no further than TRS, heating and air conditioning, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS and Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners ensure that your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind does matter. We're thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need, whether it's a small light fixture or a natural gas whole house generator. Whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. Powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Online at TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com.
Give me the water.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
10:41 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. We're speaking with Don about his water siphon backup, and he's complaining that the water seems to drain back down after the water siphon shuts off. And, you know, the thing I'm thinking about here, now most, if not all, water siphons have the check valve built into them, but it's possible that your check valve is remote. Do you know where it is in relation to the pump?
Well, I think, like I told you earlier, there is. I'm looking at the setup right now. There definitely is no check valve on the discharge pipe. And I had a chance to pull out the installation instructions, and it says in there, the pump comes complete with a foot valve. There is no need to install a check valve on the discharge pipe. So
a foot valve.
Yeah.
So that's a new term for me.
Foot valve is a removable poppet. And then they talk about a freezing problem, take the thing apart, blah, 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 and, you know, replace the stress. Well, now simply unscrew the strainer screen, remove the poppet and spring. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay, so let's see here. I'm just Googling check valve versus foot valves. What's the difference? Okay.
Yeah.
It says here a check valve allows gases, liquids, and steam to flow in one direction only. Some check valves come with stopping mechanisms in the form of a ball or a disc. And a foot valve is another type of water pump valve. Like a check valve, it will stop backflow to prevent contamination. The essential difference is that the foot valve has a screen and only one thread at the end. As the name implies, a foot valve goes at the end of the pump. As a result, it only has one thread instead of two. Therefore, if you need a valve that goes on the end of your pump, a foot valve is an ideal choice. So I don't know if that clarifies it, but
I guess I kind of knew where this foot valve is. I mean, I'm looking at some, illustrations, and but that foot valve again seems to be at the bottom of the pump. Well, there's a discharge pump at the.
I would think to some extent, Don, we're going to get some backflow, you know, just from what's left between the pump and the pit. But you're saying all the water comes back.
Yeah, I just tested it before I called you to make sure that this thing wasn't working right, and I filled up the pit, and when the water backup pump went on, rather than emptying out the pit, the water level in the pit rose. So,
something's not right. Something's not right. Yeah. I would suspect that we would need to analyze the complete installation of this water siphon.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it did work the way it was supposed to when it was installed.
Yeah, but they generally don't break down, so.
Yeah, seems to be pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right.
I would suggest that we get it serviced by who installed it.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking of calling them,
and
they'll probably be pretty busy with all the water. But you don't think about this until your pump is running, you know, every 10 minutes when we have all the water like we had over the weekend. And then I say, oh, geez, you know.
There you go. That's why I say now's the time to take inventory.
My electric pump ever failed, I'm going to have a big problem because
there you go.
I'll be down there with a bucket emptying out the water.
Yeah, well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, hopefully it doesn't either. So, well, like I said, you know, out of sight, out of mind. You don't think
well,
about
that's
it
just
until
it. That's exactly right. That's why we need to take inventory and do something now before we have a problem.
Good enough.
Okay. Thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting through the news.
No problem. Thanks, Dominic.
Let's go to Clarence. That's my hometown. Hello, Dennis. You're next. Hi, Dennis. Are you there? There you go.
Hello.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dominic. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
About 20 years ago, we put an addition on our house, a flat roof, which I ever do again, you might say the same thing. For a couple years ago, we got leakage. I patched it, the roof, and then we got it again. I replaced the roof. It's not leaking anymore, so I'm one of the fortunate ones. But what I notice is very close to the ceiling, about a couple inches from the ceiling, there's a crack, and it's probably 3 or 4 feet long. I repaired that, but I'm thinking it's the weight from the snow.
Yeah.
Is there a way to patch that so that I'm not doing this every year?
I don't know whether it's the weight from the weight of the snow or maybe just from the cold bridge that's kind of inherent with having cold against really the interior directly separated only by insulation. So to some extent, you're going to get cold transfer, and that could cause this. So yes, yeah. To fix it, more definitively, I would use DuraBond, and you want to channel that open first. And then DuraBond is going to set up, pretty intensely, and then keep it concave if you can, and then finish it with joint compound.
Okay.
I think that'll be a more permanent fix for you.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Good luck with that.
Sure. Thank you.
803-0930. Our next stop is Holland. And Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. I heard your caller before talking about his problem, and I had a similar one. Apparently, in the pump basin, there was some stones.
Okay.
They got sucked up, and they cracked the turbine underneath my sump pump as part of the sump pump.
I see.
And every time it operated, it would work, but it would just pump the water right back in. So it was continually adding to the water, though none of the water was going up because the pump wasn't pushing water up at all. It was just pushing it right into the basket.
Okay. And this was your primary pump?
This was the primary pump, and it was one of the standard, what I would call less expensive pumps.
Sure.
I have never had the problem since then, since I went to a full cast iron pump.
Okay.
And cleaned out the basket.
Yeah,
got
there you
all
go.
The stones
there you go, yeah.
Residue.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I think you've made some sense as to what possibly could be the issue. And some texters are writing in that they think maybe the discharge line could be plugged. That's a possibility. Of course, the siphon should have its own backup. The siphon should have its own discharge line. And another texter is writing that in. So now you're sharing another possible consequence, and that could be the intake of a stone could have affected the flow of the water. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Cracked the turbine at the bottom of the pump. And one question, what are your thoughts on the Erie County mandating that they inspect plumbing for such things? I got a blanket letter. I guess they sent out letters, or they're about to everybody in Erie County, making sure that they mandate that they inspect your plumbing to see if you're tapped into a septic line. A sanitary line.
I'm trying to understand. You got a letter from Erie County Water Authority?
Yeah, Erie County Water Authority sent me threatening letters. I mean, like 4 or 5 of them, finally saying that I could be liable for up to a $10,000 fine and a hearing.
If what?
And I said, what? Why? Because they mandate that a government Erie County Water Authority inspection guy come in and see my plumbing to see whether the sanitary line is getting input from the sump pump or any other source. And I fought them. I threatened to sue. And I said, why can't I just have like Roto-Rooter or a professional, another professional place come and inspect it, alleviate your concerns, and then have them write it up? And I said, no, it absolutely has to be a government person. We won't take it. I'm like, you license these, you regulate them, and you won't accept their word?
I'm surprised by everything you're saying. I have not heard of that. If anyone else has, be sure to call us right now and let us know. I have tried to get the Water Authority on to talk about water-related issues, especially to talk about the fluoride issue, and my calls have been ignored. So I don't know what to say about that, but I'll keep looking into it. And if anyone else has anything to share about this, what precipitated them to contact you in the first place?
Well, the whole thing is they sent out a letter to everybody in Holland that is on the town septic system.
I see.
Because they were worried about flooding of the septic system, which has never happened in our area. There's never been a problem, but I guess West Seneca and Cheektowaga and other areas, the sump pumps are tied into the sanitary lines because the houses, that's the way they used to do them.
Right.
I mean, so long ago.
And you're still on, you're still on septic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they say is that they're operating so frequently with the sump pump water, which isn't necessary, that they're spending extra money for chemicals at the wastewater treatment plant, and they really gave me a hard time.
But wait a minute.
Threatening with $10,000.
If you're on septic, then where does a wastewater treatment plant have to do with anything?
I'm sorry, not septic, sewer. Sewer.
You're on sewer?
In town.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. And they threatened me, and I, for everybody to know, I threatened them back with a lawsuit.
So they wanted you to disconnect your sump pump from your sewer line.
Right, and I had already done that. I told them, but they said no. They absolutely have to have a visual in-person inspection.
Okay.
I don't want the government to come in and inspect my stuff, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where does that? When does it end?
Well,
my
you're giving me wiring. You're giving me a lot of information here that I did not. So we'll do some research. And again, if anyone can share their similar story, that would be great. And I appreciate your call.
And one thing final.
Yes.
I threatened to sue them and they backed down.
Interesting. Okay.
So everybody needs to know, don't take that $10,000 fine threat.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can figure out what's behind all of this. And thanks again, Frank. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. It's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Lumber. Yeah, Lenco Lumber is a sponsor of Hammer Time Radio, and we're certainly glad to have them. You know, a week of melting snow around Buffalo can reveal a lot of things, just like we're talking. Lenco Supplies knows that it can also reveal problems with your roof. Now, if your home or business has an unexpected leak, well, Lenco is here with the roof repair or replacement materials to fix the problem before it gets too far. Now, you can stop in to any of the three convenient Western New York locations, or better than that, shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's right, it's Lenco.supplies. Lenco has the affordable roofing shingle options and accessories all available now. Lenco even has a metal roof in stock. Those in the know, go Lenco. Lenco.supplies.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We pass a lot on to our loved ones from generation to generation. Heirlooms, treasured music collections, maybe even classic cars. But the most important thing we pass on is what we've learned over the years. For 20 years, Rosex has been a proud promoter of SIBO vacuums. I know because I was there at the beginning when I got mine. A generation later, Tom Rosex and his team are starting to see that the next generation is coming in to pick up a trusted SIBO of their own. I guess kids do eventually learn to listen to their parents. But the SIBO we bought all those years ago isn't the SIBO they'll get today. What they'll get is something even better. SIBO has only improved over the years with longer and stronger warranties. Not many industries that can make that claim. So whether you need a vacuum like my SIBO or another quality machine, let the team at Rosex fit a vacuum to your specific needs. The Rosex showroom is in the Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza Amherst or McKinley across from Monroe Muffler in Hamburg. Rosex Vacuums. Tell them Bowerly sent you.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts to rise, or your sump pump quits, or you find water where you shouldn't, like we're talking about. When you do, what do? Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don is a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code SMELLBETTER and get an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, free product of your choice, and ships free with code SMELLBETTER. LumeDeodorant.com, code SMELLBETTER, for an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack. Love it or return it for free. That's LumeDeodorant.com, code SMELLBETTER.
It's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, we're talking about keeping your basement dry and your sump pump working properly. And the last place we want to see a water problem is in our basements. And that's where my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear can help you by the same epoxy coating of your basement floor. That's right. As winter sets in, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla floor to your basement. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer unbeatable durability and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla floor and leave the worries behind. Give them a call today at 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Well, we hit a nerve here at the end of the show, and I'm sorry that we need to wrap this up here. We only have a minute. And Don Powers, our plumber, has called in with, I think, life-saving information. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Don.
What's the story here?
I'll try to make it quick. Basically, the Erie County, other towns are doing the same thing. They do not want, basically, your sump pump dumping into the sanitary sewer. Because during, of course, the rains like we had, you're flooding the sanitary sewers and flooding people's basements. So that's really the main thing they're looking for, but they don't want anything that is storm water related going into a sanitary sewer and making things worse.
Well, we'll have to do a show on this. And talking about shows, guess who's on next week? Don Powers is on with me, and we're talking about his involvement with the National Plumbers Association and the ensuing gas ban that's coming. And Nick Langworthy joins us as well, our congressman. So we'll look forward to next Saturday, Don.
Same here, Don.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody. And thanks for tuning in, and thanks for calling in. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.